It is Monday, the start of a new week, 12th of December, baby. Yes, getting closer to Christmas. Check it out. Is everybody ready for Christmas? Have you got your decorations up? All trees are up now in the family home, and everything's looking pretty. And we even had snow yesterday. All day was incredible. Absolutely incredible.
You're very true about that. You're very true.
I hear another voice. Who's that?
What's up?
What's up, broski? How you doing?
What's up, sis? How you doing? I'm doing good.
I am doing even better now that you're here.
Oh, my God. I heard that. I heard the same thing with me, you know? Good to hear from you.
Oh, darling, it's great to hear your voice again. It's been so long. How's everything there?
Vice versa. You know how the music biz, I have you tied up and, you know.
Oh, yeah. I know. You're a big baller now.
I'm a small boy still.
I'm
humble.
You are humble. You're the best. You are the best. How's it all going?
Oh, everything is great, man. Getting ready, like you were talking, getting ready for the holiday. I love this type of this holiday, man, when you decorate stuff and see all the Christmas stuff and being very happy and man.
Yeah, so, right, the whole vibe.
Yes, it seemed like you have it's something about the what's in the air. It's some reason to me when you hear, you know?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. And I love walking around at this time of year because you get all the smells of the log fires. You can, where the temperature's dropping, nature's changing and the trees and everything. So you smell all of that and nature is just, oh my God, it's so good. So, so good. But yeah, I'm well excited.
Just to let the listeners know, I'm driving in a car right now. So, I couldn't make it in the studio at home. So I'm in the car, guys.
Andy is actually on, but I couldn't hear him, and we've been messaging backwards and forwards, and he could hear me fine, but we can't hear him, so I think he's trying to sort that out while we keep on talking. He's still there. He's just messaged. He's still there, so he can hear us.
So, hey, Steve, what about China?
Yeah, what about China? China, are you on board tonight? Is everyone listening?
Yes.
Everybody being good.
Thank you, China, for being one of our biggest
audience. Oh, absolutely. Oh my goodness. No, that's not China.
Today for me is a very good day.
Oh, you know what? I'm happy to hear that.
You like to dress up like a woman?
Yes, whenever possible.
Of course, whatever. Right, Amanda?
You guys are not serious.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, we are. Now.
Yeah, I know this is you. Yeah. Okay.
So,
our forever playful co-host, who's orchestrating all these sounds right now, is going to call in, so we can expect to hear his amazing voice very, very shortly.
He's being a puppet master.
You just lean back and relax.
Okay.
You hear him?
Don't get the idea it was mere entertainment.
Okay, darling, yes, whatever you say.
The human element has been removed.
Oh, wait, what?
Oh, why am I still in her ear?
Thank you for allowing me to come into your living room.
Wait, when did that happen?
Yeah, right. So tell me what's going on down the pond. In the pond.
Over the pond? Okay.
Over the pond.
Okay, so while the ducks are now floating on ice, because it's frozen over here with all the snow that we've had. we had the Arctic blast hit the UK, so everywhere's pretty much had snow, which has been a lot of fun because, you know, we haven't seen snow in a long time. So I was like a big kid, like, yeah, come on, snowman, snowballs, let's do this.
I love the snow.
I know, right? Until you have to shovel, like, tons of it out of the way, then that's a different story, but...
So
but it's all good.
You try in a snow machine, but they cost so much, man. It's like, I'd rather shovel my damn self.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a little bit of work like that. And actually, I could probably hear people, their minds ticking over right now. For anyone who's listening, oh, a little bit of work? Come and stay where I live and, you know, I'm to deal with all this snow all the time. I'm sorry to whoever's listening. It gets a lot of snow. I'll say it properly, snow, not slow, snow. I'm sure it's a pain in the butt with a lot of it building up there and having to clear a little bit. But us in the UK, we don't see much snow down in the south. And so it's always a pleasure when we actually get it. I get all excited. The north of the UK tends to get more than we do. More Scotland and areas like that tends to get more snow. But, yeah. But we had a bit of a tragedy. It was sad, actually. I caught in the news. Three kids died in a frozen lake. They were playing on a frozen lake. Yeah, wow. In Birmingham. Yeah, very sad. Very, very sad. Tragic.
Definitely. Yes,
huh?
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It is. It's awful. You know what,
there's a lot of craziness going on in the world right now. And it's like, I'm like...
China doesn't like me too much. They pay us billions and billions.
Oh, really?
They pay eight.
Yeah, they do,
yeah. But back to the story. I'm sorry, Amanda, for cutting you off. What did you say about the kids?
I thought you said bikinis. Then you mean kids? The kids. Oh.
Kids.
Yeah, the kids. Yeah, bless them. Yeah, three died. Yes. I think they were playing on the lake, and you know, it broke from under them. And because, in all fairness, with the amount of snow we had, it's only just frozen the very top of the lake. It hasn't gone too deep with the freeze. So I guess they thought it was safe enough to have a quick play on. And, you know, the worst case happened. I mean, it's always dangerous to do it anyway. But, you know, to think of kids dying over something like that is so tragic. Anyone dying like that, don't get me wrong.
Oh,
but
that's, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Cold and heat and ice, that's the worst. Oh, my gosh, that's suffering.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Yeah. And I just want to give everybody a heads up. I've still got this this cold, or as the doctor called it, a coughing virus that's going around.
Wow.
It's supposed to take up to 3 weeks to completely go, apparently. As you can tell, I sound much better. My chest is clearing more, but I still cough every now and again. So if I just abruptly cough in your ears, I apologize. No control. Sometimes it just, you know.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Oh, my bad.
Hello?
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 Is that a third voice?
Who's that?
I hear somebody mumbling in the distance. Is that Andy?
Is it Andy? It's Andy.
Andy.
Is it Andy? Where are you?
Andy.
Okay, I'm here.
There he is.
He scared me.
Hi. He's back. Hello,
how are you? Good day. Good day.
All good. All good, darling. All good. How about yourself?
Oh, no time for sex.
Oh, damn it.
Right?
Yeah, right? All work, no play. Makes Jack a dull boy.
Oh, well.
Oh, my goodness. It's good to have you back.
Beanbat.
What about Beanbat?
Yeah.
Bless. It's good to have you back. Wow, another week, eh?
Oh, I was enjoying just listening to you guys. I was sitting here thinking, oh, you guys listen to you guys. I was having a good time there.
Aww.
Just hearing you guys do your thing, you know, and I think maybe that should be the show today.
Please tell me that's not your plan.
Well,
yeah, please tell me.
Kick him back with a drink. Yeah, I'll just leave the technical issues where they are. They can just carry on with the show.
Yeah, just, you know.
Yeah.
I hope you're Yeah, I hope you're getting better, Amanda. You sound better.
Thank you, darling. Yeah, it's like I said to Cornell and the listeners. It's clearing a little, which is great. I'm not coughing as much because it was keeping me awake like all night for several nights. And as you can imagine, I was going out of my mind just being tired from all the coughing. And so, yeah, I'm going to
start
to clear. Yeah. So I might have to cough.
I got to say, I just got a notice on my phone just before you were on the air here on the show about these three boys dying over there in Shishapool, whatever it's called. Yeah, yeah, over there in London, England.
In Birmingham.
Yeah, unbelievable tragedy. Three kids, well, that's a tragedy. And then I was here looking to the news, and I was going to download some audio clips, and I figured now, and then I just did this guitar thing, and I ran it short on time. I have all these radio clips that I made up from the news and what people are saying, and we'll have to do that on Wednesday's show because I didn't get around to it today. But there's so much going on, so much to talk about, a lot in the news here, man. There's so much
going on. I wish somebody would shut him the fuck up.
Hey, come on now. Hey. Be nice. Be nice.
Let's talk about Kanye West.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Are we clear?
Well,
yes, we are.
That is.
This guy is like,
I know, right? We tried to have a conversation about it, and one of our shows got corrupted, and we didn't actually end up being able to broadcast. But, yeah, it was a fascinating conversation when we were – I was expressing how I was shocked by some of the stuff he's coming out with, which I think everybody is, but and how the idea of him being president kind of freaked me out in a little. And I was expressing that. I'm sure people think that's me just being racist, because anybody who says anybody, of color shouldn't be doing that kind of job, everybody immediately jumps to racism, and that's not what I'm talking about. It's just his character, how, you know.
He
portrays himself.
360 degree
turnaround.
I used to like his music.
Yeah,
now, like,
right? Yeah. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I had a lot of respect for the guy. Even when he went on this whole spiritual journey and kind of found himself in a new way, which was pretty cool. I had a lot of respect for him. And then he's coming out with all this stuff towards, Jewish people. And I also understand what he was saying about the T-shirts, when he put on the T-shirts, White Lives Matter, he was trying to say, don't feed into the whole, what do you want to call it, game. Let's just say game. Don't feed into the whole game of wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt and the whole, I guess he saw it as propaganda, that, we were just saying or promoting that Black Lives Matter, when in reality, he's saying that that's not true. And he wanted to make fun of the situation by saying White Lives Matter on a T-shirt. And I understood where he was coming from that. He had some logic behind it. And now with everything else that's coming out as well, it's kind of like, wait a minute. What's going
what
on?
The hell?
Yeah.
You think Hitler was a good dude or something like that? Don't quote me on that, but I don't get it.
It's just bizarre, isn't it? It's just like, kind of like, I mean, this guy's intelligent. He's very intelligent, very creative, an amazing guy. But I'm really shocked by this kind of shift in him. And, then when I found out he was, going to try for presidency, I'm like, whoa, okay. I don't know if I'd actually enjoy you being in president because, and I was also expressing how I was kind of relating him to Trump, and I say that respectfully in a sense that he's got a very strong personality and energy, just like Trump has. Trump doesn't take any crap. He just pushes forward with his ideas, and that's it. He goes about his business. And it's kind of the same with Kanye West. So, he's doing his thing, which I got respect for, but wow, crazy.
Yeah, it's like I don't really understand it. I don't know what happened. Came up with a song called Jesus Walk With Me. So I'm like, okay, I'm not feeding into the bullshit.
The bullshit. Yeah, right. I understand. It's just a crazy situation. Where's Andy gone? Has he disappeared again? He's gone to get a drink, maybe?
Well, I'm here. I'm just messing with the all this big audio mixer thing and figuring this on the whole new system out here. We got a new system, which you didn't get to try first before you're on the show. So,
cool.
I've got all these faders and lines and indicators rising up and down and trying to find which one's you know, I got to play with this some more. Some new, I get, you know, an expanding store, adding some more equipment and so forth to hear the Coast to Coast Andy and Amanda studios here and also recording studios. And just trying to figure all out because I made some equipment changes. And I guess I thought we did a show since. Maybe we didn't actually. No, we didn't do a show since this new equipment, this new gear came in. So I got to figure out how it all works.
Ooh.
So that's technical stuff. And yeah, so it's indicating that I'm definitely outputting on the mics, but it's not coming through the show. So I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
And we talk, Andy, like you always say. Why don't you play new things? Just drop.
Why don't I who?
Oh my goodness!
You know, but it's great. Well, oh, by the way, yeah, we didn't say you've got to get on the show, folks. You can join the show and join the conversation and talk about what you'd like to talk about. We forgot to forgetting to give out the number here. It's 515-605-9888. 515, or you can also dial 30.
330. Oh, that clip was epic. It's so funny.
I believe. Number 30330. 330 or 303330. Or BOO. Wait, anyway. But you got it.
Let's get that straight.
That's it.
That's the one. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
That one.
We are live. We are talking around the world right now. I'm not sure how many countries are tuned specifically right now, but we do reach 23. We have 23 countries that we have followers and listeners on the show. And it's a pleasure to be doing this Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Whatever time that is in your corner of the world, that's where you'll find us here on Blog Talk Radio. This is the one, the only Andy and Amanda show. We're the only show in the world that does connect the USA and UK live. And what an opportunity to call and connect with two countries at the same time. Pretty cool, eh?
Yeah.
So that's how you do it. It's 1-515-605-9888, or you can email the show at andyandamandashow@gmail.com and let us know you want to come on. We'll send you a link and just make sure you have a headset and microphone, blah, blah, blah. Well, I wish I could. I have a headset and microphone. It ain't working for me. But anyway, headset, it usually does work. It will work for you. This is my end. This isn't anybody can get on right now. I'm having some technical issues here on the board, but I'll straighten that out because it's all brand new equipment. I'm trying to figure out how to do all this. I remember one time, this reminds me, one time, you know, I was a pilot before, right? And, you know, flying around, flying routes, and we were somewhere, I forget where, we flew in somewhere and got in late, and we were beyond duty time for our next morning flight. So they flew in another crew to take our plane for that morning flight, and they airlined us somewhere else. And we got on another one of our company's planes, which was evidently a lease because we had an equipment shortage or something. So I got on the plane, I got to the flight deck with the other pilot. I looked at the navigation system, which I was totally unfamiliar with. And he asked me, he said, do you know how to work this? And I'm like, no, do you? Nope. So, but we continued the flight anyway, just did the old-fashioned, you know, see your pants, old-fashioned way. with regular equipment we had on board the plane. But it kind of reminds me of that, you know, you replace equipment and you think, you know, just when you think you're versed and you know all about audio technical stuff and mixers and studio gear and, you know, get this new equipment and like, what the hell? What? Huh? It could work.
Yeah.
I got plugged in the same way the other stuff was plugged in. I don't know what the hell's going on here. I don't know.
Nah.
I don't know. But anyway, I'm so good, Amanda. I got to tell you, I know you sounded like shit. You sounded horrible last weekend, man.
Thanks. It's true. I did actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I hope you sound much better now, and I hope your feeling is much better too.
Thank you. I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I got to tell you about this. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Tell me. Go ahead.
Oh no. I was just going to say. You know that when you've got a really bad cough or chest that you literally cannot laugh. Because it's just like you just flutter everything. It's just one of those situations. Anyway, sorry, over to you.
There's a congressional representative, I think, from Georgia named Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's like this right-wing extremist congressperson. And how she how she got elected, how people got behind her and voted her in office is beyond me. But here's what she said. She suggested, and she actually said this, that the insurrection on the U.S. Capitol, January 6th, right, would have been more would have been very successful if she had been running it. And this is what she said. I want to, this is quote unquote, I want to tell you something. If Steve Bannon and I had organized that, meaning the January 6th insurrection, we would have won, not to mention we would have been armed. Quote unquote, quote unquote. Yes. Yes, she actually did say that. Unbelievable, eh?
Really.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spookies can be, you know, she is an elected U.S. representative in Congress.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so what's actually happening with Trump then? What's the progress now? Where is he at?
Well, he has so much admitted as to having taken documents.
Where is he at?
He's admitted it.
Where is he at?
He's admitted it. So he's going to be indicted. As a matter of fact, I think we should start our countdown clock this week to indict him.
Yeah.
I think we're about ready to start it because he's going to be indicted. He's going to be criminally indicted. There's no question about that. It's going to happen. I mean, you talk to many experts and former U.S. attorneys and prosecutors, even defense attorneys who provide commentary and provide podcasts and give them the news, and who are much more versed and have legal expertise, although we don't claim to have any here, but we certainly do look into the news, look into what's going on and what seems like a crime. And they say, is it? Oh, yes, stealing documents from the White House that are marked top secret, classified. It's a crime. Yep. As a matter of fact, it's a felony. Yeah, we're going to start our countdown clock here, I think, this week on the Andy Amanda Show. Countdown to indictment.
Here we go.
Yes.
Is there a way to watch the past in real time, like, say, the ancient Egyptians? Why it takes time to travel through space because it is so incomprehensibly big? When you look at the sun, the image that you see is 8 minutes old. And the stars, because they're farther, are even older. If we were able to build an Einstein-Rosen bridge, more commonly known as a wormhole like the one imagined in Interstellar, we could bypass the speed limit of the universe and just pop up anywhere we wanted instantaneously. Meaning that if we went out 26.8 quadrillion miles and pointed a powerful enough telescope back at Earth, we would be watching the ancient Egyptians building the pyramids. You could theoretically watch any event in history like this if you know where in space to go. And this is the dangerous part about thinking we could just build a wormhole to escape the calamities of Earth. Nothing we see from here is in actual real time. For example, if there's intelligent life in this galaxy known as NGC 2336, and somewhere in here they built a powerful enough telescope to see Earth, they'd be watching the fucking dinosaurs. They would have no idea humans existed. Let's say we found a habitable planet on the other side of our galaxy. So we build a wormhole and pop on over. We could arrive at a planet in ruins. Because in the 50,000-ish years its light took to reach Earth, a local species could have created technology and destroyed themselves. We have no way of knowing what anything is going to be like until we're there. Space is so big, even light can't catch up.
That was Darth Vader's wife giving a seminar on.
It was the fucking dinosaurs comment that had me.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
Oh. Yeah, I got the email. The song is great, man. The song sounds awesome.
Who?
Your song sound awesome. When I received the email.
The girls are going nuts about it. Nuts. Nuts. I wonder if I have it on here. I wonder if what was the song called?
Mr. Bojangles.
Oh yeah, I don't know if it's on here or not. It might be. I may want to have a Cuba. I don't know if I have it on the show or not. Boo, 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 boo. Yeah, I don't know what struck me to do that. I sent it to Amanda a couple versions of it. I don't know if she has the most. Amanda, what do you think of that tune? Tell me honestly.
I'm loving it. Absolutely loving it. Seriously.
Yes.
It's so cool. Isn't it, Cornell?
It was another one that he sent me, too. It was real nice. And Andy knows, inside joke, He'll tell you, Amanda.
Okay, cool. Oh, that crazy.
And that would have tragic repercussions all over Asia and the rest of the world.
Eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
We have somebody who chimed in who is looking, who's calling us from a different universe or talking about a different universe.
Oh.
I think she's floating around. I think it's an astronaut. Astronaut Lyusipovich Smogonovich, it says here.
Oh.
Who's calling from space, floating around. Oh, I think she's looking for Major Tom. Looking
oh,
for Major
excellent.
Tom. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, I don't. Yes, let's see. Let me see. I'm chime in here. Wait a minute. Wait. Let me see.
Wait till after they hear what I have to say.
Is this the same one that was throwing on the Nile?
I think so. I think
wow.
So. But I think
some
I
of
think,
my judgments were yeah. wrong, and some were wrong.
Mm-hmm, they were, but I think we got it right now. Let me see. Here she comes. Here we go. Got it.
Here
hello. Hello, Neil. Hello. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, she's in space. She's in space.
Can you hear me?
She's in space.
She's in space. We're not lost in space, I know.
Wait a second. Wait, wait. There's a meteor going by my window. Hold on. Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. Have another drink. Have another drink.
Nobody knows much more about technology. This type of technology, certainly, than I do.
Throw a lasso around that bad boy and go for a nice ride. How are you doing?
One too many hurricanes.
Oh, yeah.
Lisa.
Mr. Cornell!
Wait till after they hear what I have to say.
What's the matter? I made it back.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Amanda?
I'm doing good, thanks, darling. Yeah. Happy to be back on the show on Monday. Rocking this week.
Yeah,
great start, you know.
I figured let me call up before it gets too late here. I just put my tree up and I was like, damn, I lost track of the time. It's 6:30. I'm like, wow, I better see if they're on. So here I am.
Lisa.
Are you back from Savannah? How was the trip to Savannah, yeah.
Yes, I got back. I got back on Thursday of last week.
Fantastic. Yeah, I loved all the pictures that you shared, darling. Seriously, it looked so beautiful where you were.
Well, you know, I call it Mini England, and it always will be.
Oh, definitely.
It's Mini England. Well, Cornell knows because he's, you know, his wife's from there, so he knows what it's like there. So.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife went to Savannah University. She was born and raised in Savannah, Georgia.
Ooh.
So,
nice.
Cornell, I found our house, but we need $2.3 million. So, do you have a million I could borrow?
Is that all?
I got a million if you got a million, and we can live, you know, like a half a mile from Forsyth Park. So, you know.
Let's do it. Andy, can I borrow $500,000?
I'll just go to the bank and see what they say.
Well, if all of us came up with $500,000, we got that house.
I thought that house was much more than that.
I think it's $2.3 like, billion.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What?
No,
$2.3 million.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
$2.3 million. Whew.
You know what's so crazy? Because the house that on my wife's mother's block, they run around, you know, like 1.5 million, all that stuff. But the situation is that house that they had was only worth 30,000. So Savannah, Georgia, is right around the corner from what's the name of that? The oh my gosh, I forgot where everybody eats. At the restaurant and all that stuff.
I couldn't hear what you said, Cornell. You broke up, so.
I didn't say anything.
No, you were talking about some restaurant or something, but we couldn't hear you properly because it's breaking up.
Yeah, it's a restaurant where all the chains of restaurants are there. I forgot the name of the road, but she's around the corner from it. But the thing about it, the real estate, they're perfect. $30,000, worth $30,000. But now, since Savannah's like big thing right now, those houses are going up like 2.5.
Wow.
Yeah.
Real.
Oh,
so
that's crazy.
Savannah's an expensive place to be, isn't it? It's a. Isn't it?
Really? Well, I found a little row house for like $60,000 if I could fix it up.
Wow. There you go. That would take a long time.
More than 100 years.
Yeah. Hey, Cornell, I found my.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm about to say for $60,000, what would you. You don't need wood.
In Delaware, the largest growth in population.
It's a vacant lot, right?
Hey, Lisa, exactly. You want to get one of those flat pack homes and buy a little piece of land and then build your home.
Yeah, I actually
found
a lot not far for like $20,000. I thought about actually doing that and building my own home.
Yeah,
but I found a couple of homes that I really, really liked. One, I don't know if you're familiar with the streets there, Cornell, but I found one on East Wahlberg, which is only a mile from Forsyth Park. And I think I posted it on my page for $267,000. It was completely remodeled.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, so what I think I'm going to do when I'm ready to, I'm going to go down there and just rent for 6 months. And then when I find a house, I'll be able to put a bid on it and move into it. So that's probably the best, because it's hard to move from one home to another home. It's very hard to do that.
You really love Savannah like that? Oh, my gosh. My wife would love Savannah. And I'd be begging
her. I found
a
little studio apartment right near the Gastonian where I stay, only like a block from Forsyth Park. I was thinking about it's fully furnished. I could rent it for $2,000 a month for like 3 or 4 months. And then find my house and then move straight into my house. So that's what I'm thinking about doing. And I live a block from the damn Forsyth Park. That's right in the heart of the historic district. You know that.
That's where my wife at. They live around a corner from the historic. They live around a corner from the lady that what's the cookie lady? What's her name? Oh my gosh. What's the name of the cookies?
Paula Deen?
The Girl
Mrs.
Scout
Wilkes?
Cookies. The Girl Scout
Juliet
cookies.
Lowe?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Julia Child.
No, yeah. Julia Child, it ain't around there. You got Paula Deen and you got Mrs. Wilkes. You ever go to Mrs. Wilkes' house? You know, a country cooking? You go there and they put everything on the table. You know, it's like...
My wife, when we go to Savannah, she don't like going to Savannah, because she lived there. And I love it when I go there. I love the way the houses are built. I love the food. I love the atmosphere. But one thing, it gets real, real hot out there. Real hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
we went to the Pink House and ate the last night we were there, me and my friend. Boy, that house was off the chain. I'm telling you, that place was built like in 1840. I don't even know. Like a long, long time ago. It was just unbelievable. It was just like... It's on one of the squares, you know, because they got 22 squares there. It was just really, really beautiful. I mean, it was just really, I mean, the ambiance.
How's the economy in Savannah doing? I heard the economy is a little...
Every month that we do not have an economic recovery package, 500 million Americans lose their jobs.
500 million Americans losing their jobs. 500 million.
Well, I was going to get one of those... I was going to get one of those, Cornell, know what I mean. I was going to get one of those pedicabs and maybe, like, make a little bit of extra cash, you know, and pedal people around Savannah.
Yeah.
How cool would that be?
Yeah.
I want to find...
We took a couple of them when we were there, and you make money. I'm like, that's a win-win situation there.
Yes. Well, when I went down there, I was going to try to just pump gas. So I can make some money.
Now that is hysterical. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah, we had a really good time this time. We got to see a lot of different places that I never been. I went to this little coffee shop down like East 37th Street. It was called Foxy Loxy. Boy, that coffee shop was off the chain. It was really, really nice. They had a little garden out back because, you know, the yards, they don't have yards. They have little gardens like they do in England, Amanda. You know, so it's just like really, really, really cool. You sit out in the back with your coffee and your donut. And it's just like the atmosphere, and then you have all the SCAD students there because you got the Savannah College Art and Design. So it's very eclectic there because it's very artsy, you know, and all the places are just really, really artsy, and I love that.
You and my wife need to talk. Hey, off the air, you and my wife need to talk because she can tell you a lot about Savannah.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of now, this is my 10th time there, so I'm kind, and I've got a lot of friends there, so they know the different areas and where to go and where not to go.
You must like Savannah. Wow.
I love Savannah. This is my 10th time.
You got, and you got
wow.
Home. So you got family, too,
yeah,
here.
See? Yeah.
I got all kinds of family there. I got friends from the Gastonian. I got people all over. You know, I'm just that popular. I got people all over the world. You know,
yeah,
I got people in Savannah, you know, so it's cool. It's cool.
She's catching up with the Andy and Amanda show in 23 countries.
Maybe we'll have a chapter down in Savannah, eh?
Yeah.
We'll open up a chapter down in Savannah. Then we'll be all over, you know, the South, the North. England?
Yes.
Yeah.
I like
West Coast?
Andy, you ever been to Savannah, Georgia?
Yep. I've been to the airport, and I stayed overnight when on flights. I was a pilot. I stayed there a couple of times. But I didn't get to do a whole lot. I was basically, overnighting.
It's a small airport. It's,
I stayed in a hotel there. I remember the hotel. It was called the Bates Motel. The Bates Motel.
Oh.
Ooh, my goodness. I'd be crapping myself.
People go in, but they don't come out, eh?
Yeah.
I wanted to find, I know
that.
I met down there. I did find out.
Julia Child presents.
Yeah.
Miss Broiler, Miss Fryer, Miss Roaster, Miss Capernet, Miss Stewart, and old Madam Hen.
Yes.
Chicken Sisters.
Oh, I've missed those ladies. Oh my goodness.
Well, when I stayed there, I was staying at the airport. Also, I was staying in the luggage cockpit. I was staying in the luggage cockpit. They didn't catch me.
That was you? That was you, Cornell? Oh
that
my
was
God.
Me. I was like, oh shit, we ain't going, Andy, you see me. The captain.
Oh, brilliant.
I also went on a ghost tour when I was there, Cornell, at the Sorrell Weed House, and that was cool because the house was historic, plus they gave a ghost tour there. So it was like you got a double whammy. Oh, it was just
wow.
That was like, I've been on a few of them, but this was one of the top. I mean, it was really cool.
What made it extra cool? What made it extra cool?
Well, actually, the tour guide was really, really good. And, you know, it goes by the tour guide. Sometimes you get good tour guides. You know, that's anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
But she was very schooled on the whole house, and she knew the history of the house and the different owners that lived there. And there was actually a murder there, and one of the owners committed suicide. So it's, like, really unbelievable.
My goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so... It was really cool. And it's dark when you're walking through there because they don't put no lights on, so it really adds to the ambience of it.
Yeah.
You know? So it was cool. I mean, it was really...
I paid my electric bill the other week.
you give a ghost
too
tour at your
too
house?
Yeah, I give a ghost tour. I was like, oh, I didn't pay my electric bill.
You know, Philadelphia's a little haunted too, you know.
Of course.
Man, do you know, I was going to mention, if anybody paid attention to this at all, just because I said I would talk about this last week, I think it was, because there was like thousands of migrants that they had been kidnapped by cartels, like 100 people. And,
what?
And the Mexican army, along with Lisa, rescued them, and then, but they brought them to the border by the country's police, you know, in Mexico, and told them to turn themselves into the United States authorities.
Oh my goodness! Isn't that crazy?
Wow!
Isn't that
something?
That
blows me away. Yeah, that blows
me
away.
I got another question to ask you guys. What anybody been watching any movies or shows on Hulu or Netflix?
Well, actually, I watched the day.
I've not been chiming into Netflix too often lately. I've been, what have I been doing? I've been checking out the things like Disney app and Discovery Plus and all that kind of stuff lately.
I've got all these streaming, you know, during COVID, I subscribed to all these different things and kept them, you know, I figured I'm going to be in them, got as many channels as I could. But the best one, I think, is the one that is,
Oh, yeah, I know that one. Where they're working out in the gym. That's it. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Oh, doggy for sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, they do. Pets. They include pets. That's wonderful.
Yeah. But, no, there's this Hulu. Hulu, I think it's Hulu didn't, I think, got one of the other channels produce this. But Hulu is broadcasting. It's the, I don't know if anybody knows the history of the late 50s, early 60s, Harlem, New York. Malcolm X, Bumpy Johnson, you know, the mafia, drugs. It's a Hulu show called The Godfather of Harlem.
Harlem, that's a
great
movie.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Great show.
It's on
great
Hulu,
show.
And I it took me a while to get through. It's two seasons, and it's hard enough to binge, you know, through one season of 10 episodes, and you got to go through two. But it got a little, you know, I was really into it at first, and then kind of spaced it out a little bit after that. But I just finished it. I recommend it. It was really, the acting was superb. It was very, very well done. You know, it's really amazing when you think about looking at some of these TV, you know, cable TV, Netflix's, Hulu's, Stars, Showtime, Cinemax, all these stations, you know, the movie channels that are producing their own content, their own movies, funding their movies, right? And shows.
Yeah.
The quality and the cinematography and the writing and the music is as good as something you would go pay $15 or $20. I still can't believe, I haven't been to a movie in 10 years, but I just can't believe that how good it is.
No, I know exactly what you're saying. There was big concern,
you know,
about when Netflix were trying to do their own thing, saying that, you know, it was going to really kind of crush the movie industry. But it hasn't at all. In fact, it's really added to it because, you know, all these hugely paid actors are joining forces and doing Netflix movies and stuff like that. And I think it's absolutely incredible. They produce some amazing stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's stuff that gets recycled, stories that just get recycled in a slightly different way. And it's like, oh, it's this again, this subject again. But, you know, they do some cracking stuff. I've been so engrossed in a lot of it. And
I remember sitting down, I had coffee in one time with a guy who produces, he produces a whole bunch of short TV pilots. You know, if you produce 10 and one gets picked up, your life changes forever. And he actually did get one picked up, something about a mermaid or something. He's being produced now by ABC Disney in Canada. But I remember having coffee with him, and this is in 2013.
Okay.
And we're sitting down talking, and he said, because at the time, you know, this has not happened yet, but at the time he said, it's a great time now, because I was doing something in the entertainment, in the film, you know, producing a TV pilot. And he said, now is a great time to get investors to produce content. You don't need a lot of money to do this, because the HBOs of the world, the Netflixes, the Peacocks, the Showtimes, are all going to be offering their services to subscribers directly, and you don't have to go through your cable TV provider anymore. You can get HBO Direct. You can get Netflix Direct. You know, all these different companies. You know, when you used to get a cable TV, you'd say, do you want Netflix? Do you want the HBO? Do you want Cinemax? Do you want Showtime?
Yeah.
Do you want Stars? And all these Epics, I think, was another one. And now you can get all of these individually. And at the time he told me, and
this
I was like, you know,
under,
I was like, you know,
investigation.
Yeah, you know,
that is absolutely crap, and you know it.
Hey, guys.
So,
yeah.
You know what? You know what's a good movie that you have to see?
What's that?
When George Washington was a break dancer.
What?
When George Washington was a break dancer.
Oh, I thought it was when George Washington was in a
I think this is a really good idea.
if you're young and you're able to separate sex from love, and I think like the only things that I was saying to you where they really, really work is being in college or university, you know, with somebody that they didn't really, and it's meant nothing, and they're sort of in that age set. But usually, I mean, what often happens is the idea in fantasy land is fantastic, but in reality, it all just goes disastrously wrong because we're not used to sharing. And if you're in love with somebody, it's very different in reality seeing your partner suddenly be touched or kissed or God knows what else by somebody else than it is in your head. It all goes wonderfully well, but in reality, no. And it's not just the woman who sort of gets funny about it. Someone I know actually told me a really funny story where her boyfriend really wanted a threesome and she was like, yeah, that would be great. So they thought, well, we won't get somebody that we know, which is a common mistake because you have to see that friend all the time. And most people are like, never want to see them ever again. So they went online, found this person, and then they met in a coffee shop, and the guy walked in, and the minute the guy walked in, she said her husband just basically went pale, and then all the guy did was lean across and touched her hand like this, and he was like, I can't do this, this is nothing like what I thought. That is the thing, if you're ever going to try anything that's slightly out of your comfort zone, you need to take the baby steps and just check whether or not, you know, you're both really happy with it.
My goodness.
Well, thanks for
your call. I wouldn't be.
Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah.
I would be.
Yeah,
really.
That.
I can't
thank you.
Stand
me. I would be. That wouldn't be me.
That would be you.
I have a friend of mine. I got a friend of mine who, for her, is her husband or boyfriend? Boyfriend, I think. They're not even together. I mean, they're together sharing a pad out of convenience, but they're not together in relationships. They both have others. But I remember when they were, I don't even know how together they were, but as a present, as a birthday, or just for fun, she brought another girl up for them to do the threesome thing. She's a good friend of mine, you know? And I was like, really? I mean, I was like, really?
Really?
Really? Good day.
Did that set off the whole situation in your imagination, did it, Andy?
I was thinking, but I could imagine, what would it be like to have a girlfriend? This would not be me. I'm probably the most modest person you ever meet. But to have a girlfriend who would say, hey, we're going to have some fun. I got a friend of mine coming up to join us tonight. What? That's just in a whole other world than I guess I'm.
See, do you think that men get insecure at the fact that another woman would join them more than a woman getting insecure with another woman joining a man? Like, for example, if there's the wife, right? The wife says, okay, to her husband, you can have another woman come and join us in the bedroom, okay? And whether a woman would get more insecure doing it that way or whether the man would still get just as insecure having another woman join them. Because I hear that for men it's quite the fantasy to have two women and don't seem to have many, many problems with that, like insecurities with that. But women tend to have way more insecurities with that situation, I think.
Yeah, I can't, you know, and I guess, I guess I can't imagine what I would do. I don't know what I'd do. I would probably start like singing.
What a perfect introduction. That should break the ice. Yeah.
I don't know what, like when you do that, okay, let's say you're there. Okay, let's say, okay, now you've two girls, two friends, or a girlfriend, another friend, or what, you know, however you get two girls. Like, how do you begin? Like, what do you do? You just, I would.
You're asking the wrong person, really.
we gotta have, you know, we gotta get somebody on here. I think we're gonna bring someone on the show who can kind of guide us through this process. Like, I would, like, you know, A to Z, you're gonna have an instruction. So, but that would be me. Like, I wouldn't know what to do. I would have no idea.
My goodness. Yeah, right. That's just like, I don't know. In my mind, I guess I see like couples just wouldn't be like, okay, let's go do it.
okay, you're here now, you've arrived, let's get to it. No, I don't think it happens like that. I think it's like one of those situations where you're all kind of sat around having a drink, they maybe had a meal or something, or, you know, they've all gone out to a bar and then they find their way home, and then it's just kind of like, well, you know, it happens naturally. I don't think they say, oh, yeah, she's turned up, let's go straight to the bedroom. Yeah, follow me. We never know, that might happen, but somebody's confident enough to do that, I guess.
So here's a good question that I always wonder about. So how come it's always a man that wants two women? What if a woman brought another man home? How would you feel about that, guys?
Yes, that's a good
question. Nobody ever says anything about that, because two women's acceptable. What if your wife brought somebody home from work and said, okay, well, this guy's going to be with us tonight.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Table,
That's very true when you think about it. I'd be like, if you just that itself would be, I don't know. You're right. I wouldn't.
Yeah, it's like a double standard. It's accepted for two women, you know.
Yeah.
But if a woman brought a guy friend home and said, okay, honey, we're going to have a threesome with another guy, I don't think that your husband would be into that.
You know, there are people who are in that lifestyle. Like, there are swinger parties. Like, every major city, and even secondary market cities, have swinger clubs. You know, where people go and they have, you know, you walk into this, you pay something, where you go to membership or whatever, and you go and you bring a significant other or not. Usually it's with a significant other, and you agree you're gonna do this. And they go into a big you know, condominium or house, and with a swinger party, and there's people having sex everywhere, and you join in or not. Because some people invite. I mean, not that I know about this. I've never been to one, but I've heard people describe it. And some, if you're into that lifestyle, if you're into, you know, there are men and women who would be into having two guys. But I just think the thought, just I'm just speaking as a guy, of being with one woman or another guy sexually, to me would just be not appealing to me. I couldn't do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that I can do it with another woman either. I don't know. I let me think of this for a second. Let me see, two women. Yeah. I just wouldn't know what to do.
Just go on porn.
I'd be like,
go on Pornhub. You can see it all.
Oh, I bet.
Hey, you know, we gotta find out what's going on with Ron Jeremy. We haven't talked about Ron Jeremy in a year or more.
True.
Oh, speaking
and
about
Debbie Dimples.
Ron Jeremy.
Debbie Dimples.
Debbie and Debbie Dimples. You wasn't she on our show? I forget what happened. Yeah. Debbie Dimples. The AVN, the Adult Video Music Awards, are going to be in Vegas, I think, in January. Not the adult. I can't. Not adult video music awards.
I never heard any song so much about the subject.
Can you imagine from Las Vegas, Nevada? It's the Adult Video Music Awards. Da, 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 da.
It's funny where her dimples are.
Yeah, I know. Whether her dimples are slightly lower now, I don't know. You know.
I don't know.
I don't know. But you brought up a valid question there, Lisa, because I've heard, like, with two guys, with the whole masculinity thing, that they get concerned that the other guy is going to perform much better than them and please the woman much better than them. So I know that there's that kind
or
of aspect
guys,
with guys.
They might like it. It might freak them out.
That's true.
Some guys this is turning me on.
But
yeah, you
but
never
if
know.
You're with two guys, so I'm just picturing a girl. So if a girl's with two guys, like you can't have sex with them both at the same time. So
sure
this is one guy take. Take
come on, Andy. Jeez, use your imagination, my darling.
Come on, buddy. Do I have to do
that? Wait, what movie channel is that, Cornell?
Better go back on the Pornhub and watch that a little bit.
I'm going back to Savannah. What were you talking about, Savannah?
Oh, my God. That's too funny.
I get what you're saying, Andy. Yes, the logically speaking,
I put this.
I remember, you know, I can divulge this. In high school, when I was in high school with a girlfriend of mine who I went with for 4 years, we were very sexually involved. We'd bring a friend up when the mom was, you know, obviously around the house. We'd bring a really good mutual friend of ours who was also the manager of my high school band at the time. Real good guy. But we would go up, and my girlfriend and I would get underneath the covers in her bed, and our friend would sit across on the other side of the room while we would, you know, have sex underneath the covers while he was in the room. And looking back at that, I'm like, how the hell did I do that? Jesus Christ. I'd be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, but so, you know, I was, what, 6, 17, whatever, you know.
No.
I guess you're, yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
It's that whole yeah. edge, isn't it, that, you know, you could get caught any moment and kind of adds to that thrill, I guess.
Yeah. Well, see, because we were very, you know, I went through my whole high school stuff, you know, being very sexually involved with a girlfriend who's, we're still friends today, you know, really phenomenal. And we had a great, wonderful relationship. It was very physical. You know, we were very, very it was like a daily thing. any excuse, any place.
I've now got Olivia Newton-John playing in my head. Yeah.
I definitely plead the fifth.
Yeah, thanks. That's awesome.
Oh, now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I just had a flashback. I remember one time. Oh, my gosh.
So
never mind. I plead the fifth.
Oh, I do sense your question right now.
to be continued. Isn't the show almost over?
Oh, would you look at that.
It's going to be to the point
where I'm going to
plead in the seventh.
Yeah, and the eighth and the ninth. Oh, my goodness.
Well, gosh, folks, listen. We'll pick this conversation up on Wednesday's show, the Andy Demander Show, coast to coast, live from the United Kingdom and from the USA and from Savannah and Delaware and different places across the country. We'll see if we can find Ron Jeremy and see what he's doing now. You know, he's behind bars somewhere. And we got to talk about the Adult Video Music Awards. We're going to try to get on that show in January. The Adult Video, not music. You know, whatever you call it, the adult video. Whatever it is, the adult awards. You know, whatever that is in Vegas in January, we're gonna try to broadcast. We're gonna see if I can pick up on that by Wednesday's show and continue this conversation. It's always a lot of fun. This is the Andy Demander Show, and hopefully I'll get the studio connected right so I can actually use the studio correctly and the microphones and all that. To get back on the show and join it appropriately on Wednesday. I'll work on it. And I think what we're going to do, folks, Alicia, are you still with us? Because I know the on-air show.
Yes, I'm still here.
I'm still listening.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, so we're still on then.
Going safe.
That's pretty cool. We're still
yeah.
on Blog Talk Radio. That's pretty cool. Because I think what we'll do is I found Mr.
Bojangles.
Thank you.
That was a good one.
So I found that. Oh, you know what else? Oh, you know what? Wait. I got this tune. This will be shorter. This other tune of. Where is it here? Oh, here we go. Yeah, this is my favorite one here.
Hey, Mr. Nico Baka Baka Dee Bop.
Woo,
I like it the way that you Baka Dee Bop. I like it the way that you Baka Dee Bop.
My favorite rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to bring him back for you.
Yeah, well,
and you
know,
do live very well.
Oh,
yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And remember, folks, call us Wednesday. Nobody, well, we had one, two, well, we had somebody called in. I think we're listening. I got a burp here. Lisa's with this. Cornell called in the Cornell line. I got the Cornell line. This is the Cornell phone. I called in. So I'm looking at all these lines that are lit up here. Okay. Anyway, folks, you can call in Wednesday show, 6 p.m. Eastern.
Number 330-330-330 or 303-330 or BOO. Anyway, but you got it.
Let's get that straight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
But I found that the tune, I figured maybe I'd put it on at the end here. I'm not sure what version that is. But let's get out of here, and I'll play that.
All right, guys. Have a good night. I'll see you guys next time.
Take care,
you
Lisa.
Bet. Thanks. Thanks always a pleasure, Lisa. Buddy. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. All right. Peace out, guys.
But I want to see you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was Lisa calling from the – sometimes she calls us from the Nile River, from the desert, from the mountains, actually climbing Mount Everest, all sorts of – or from Savannah, Georgia, you know, and everywhere in between.
Oh, not forgetting that Everest. Yeah. That was quite interesting.
That was very interesting. Oh, yeah.
It was.
So I figure I'd try – I'll play that Mr. Bojangles tune, and why not put it out there? Why not? You know?
Absolutely.
Why not?
Yes.
And get us out of here, and we'll finish the show with my doing that Jerry Jeff Walker tune called Mr. Bojangles. And we'll see everybody on Wednesday, right? Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. This is fun. Always a lot of fun. Always. And I really do got to try to fix this these microphones. Oh, this is not coming through. It should come through. I don't know why it's not. But anyway, I'll work on it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So get us out of here. We'll see you Wednesday. Yeah.
Okay. So on behalf of my amazing co-host, Andy Kimball in California, Hollywood, myself, Amanda Love here in the UK, and our amazing coordinator, Cornell Butler. Yeah, you didn't forget about him. He's back, baby. And yeah, thank you to our listeners, for Lisa calling in. We love you guys. Join us again on Wednesday and check out Andy's new tune. It's awesome.
I know man Bojangles, he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair, ragged shirt, and baggy pants. The old soft shoe, he jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. I met him in a cell down in New Orleans, and I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age as he spoke right out. He talked of life, yeah, he talked of life. Then he laughed and clicked his heels. Mental shows and county fairs.